Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Memches, the 47th daf in Shas. We begin on the bottom of Memzayin Amabez Maseches Brachos, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abi. Rabbi Ami taught, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfin. Two people plus Shabbos join together to create three for Zimun. Amalei Rav Nachman, the Shabbos gavra rabu, the gavrahu, is Shabbos a person that could take the place of a zimun? The Gemara is discussing this because yesterday we had learned that there are some opinions who say that nine people plus an aron can join together to create a minion. So the Gemara finds a similar idea that Rabbi Ami had said, Shnayim and Shabbos joined together. So, but Rav Nachman says that can't be. How you need three people? If there are two Talmid Chacham who sharpen themselves with Halacha, so then in such a case they could join as three. Machi Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda showed he was Merames Kagon Ana v'Rav Chizda. Rav Shesha and Rav Chizda were buddies. In fact, we just had Rav Shesha buddies in the sense of being Megala v'Amita Shel Torah. We just had discussions in our prakim between Rav Shesha and Rav Chizda. They would be fighting and learning, and they were Talmid Chacham. They're mechabed each other as well as being mechabed each other. Hence, they can join together as three. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gives another example of a virtual number. Katan poreach mezamnin alav. If you ask someone who's a katan, really he should not be counted as a minion or a zimun. However, he flew into maturity. In other words, he had attained the simanim, the signs, the physical signs of adolescence, but at the same time he hadn't reached the age, mezamnin alav, he's included as well. Tani nami hachi, we learned like this in Braisa, katan shevish tei saris mezamnin alav. If a katan brought signs, so then in such a case he's included. But at the same time, we are not medagdik with the katan. Asks the Gemara, that seems to contradict. First you said two saras, yes, there aren't two hairs, not. Then you said you're not medagdik. What's that coming to include? Lav lasuye katan poreach. That we're not medagdik in the years. But of course, we just got through saying in the Reisha that he does need to have simanim. The Gemara on top of Memches Amud Aleph says that the above discussions were not correct. We don't paskin the halacha like the above sugyas. Eliki adamer of Nachman, but rather we follow the opinion of Rav Nachman. Katan ayodea lemi mevarchin mezamnin alof. If there is a child that understands who we're blessing, so then in such a case he could be included in a zimun. Abaye and Rav were sitting in front of Rabba. Amalu Rabba lemi mevarchin. Rabba asked a very striking question. That is, who are you thanking when you daven, when you bench? Amalei the Rachmana. We thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Another striking question. Rachmana Echiyasa, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting? Rava, this is a well-known Gemara. Achvi Lishmei Tlala. He pointed up to the roof, towards the heavens. Abaye Nafik Lebra. Abaye went outside. Achvi Klap Ishmaya. And he pointed mamish to the heaven. Amalu Rava, Tarvaychu Rabbanan Havyasa. Hanu Darienshi. You both are Rabbanan. This is what people say. Botsin botsin mikatfe yediyah. Fruits, when they're very small, mikatfe, when they just begin to bud, they show their direction. Mefarshim explained that this interaction between Abaye Rava and Rabba took place when Rabba was teaching Abaye and Rava when they were young, and Rabba was testifying that one day the future of them would be very, very great. The Gemara mentioned this story about Abaye and Rava as children because the Gemara is bringing out the point that Katanim can have a high level of maturity, as seen that Abaye and Rava at a very young age were able to have a sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was above. I remember once upon a time seeing a Hezber in the lumdus, if you will, of the machlokes between Abaye and Rava as little children, whether to point to the roof or to point to the heavens themselves, and that is Rava, when he pointed to the roof, was speaking about that on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above, yet on the other hand, he was signifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the one hand being above, on the other hand, protecting us through the Derech HaTeva, while Rava describing through Derech HaGashmi. I just saw now that the HaMasifta in its Sefer Kafta Beferach quotes this, a similar type of idea. Take a look over there in the name of the Divrei Yecheskel. Let's continue on the Gemara 10 lines from the top of Mechasam and Aleph. Amar Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Tisha Achlu Dagan Ve'echad Achal Yarek. Interesting scenario. 9 people eat bread, and one of them ate vegetables. Mitzdarfin. The halacha is that they join together to create a zimun. Amar Rav Yizer, Baminim Rav Yehuda. Shmona Mahu. What would the halacha be if you have 8? In other words, 2 people who had vegetables plus 8 who had 8 eaten bread. Shiva Mahu. What would the halacha be if there are 7? Amalei Lo Shna. He says that the 3 could join together. Shisha Vade Lomi Boili. The Bach changes the girsa, and he doesn't have shisha vadai, but rather shisha vai lomi boili. That for, oh, why didn't I even ask 6? I shouldn't even ask 6. I could have even gotten the heter all the way to 6. If he went down from 9 to 7, maybe he would have gone down to 6. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya shapar avat loy boilach. Yirmiya said, no, 6 would have been different. Hasam time amai from 7 and above. Mishum de ikaruba, there's a rov. Asks the Gemara, hachanami ruba ikaruba. 6 is also a majority. 60% is a majority. The use of, however, Rabbi Yirmiya felt there's a big difference between 60% and 70%. An interesting Mara Makom, this Gemara. Ruba de minkar be'inan, a rov that's recognizable is different. From here you see that the Hagdara, the definition of a ruba de minkar, a rov that's recognizable, is 70% and above. Emir Teshem in the Halacha section will flesh out the combination, the permutations of creating Zimun. The Gemara continues, Yanai Malka, Umalchasa, Yanai Hamelech, who is a vicious king, that the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Samach Vav describes that he had killed all of the Chachamim, Umalchasa and his queen, Krichu Riftu Bahadei Adadi, they were eating bread. Umidekatul Rabbanan, this is already the post, the Sugi in Kedushin, Emukta Mumuchar Bishas, then in Kedushin, he's going to kill the Chachamim. But this, in Brachos, they had already been killed. He didn't have anybody to lead the grace of meals. Amalu de Baisu, he said to his wife, Man Yavlon, Gavrin Varachlan, who is going to lead us in the benching? You see how it works? Sometimes even murderers are very frum about benching. The world is sometimes a complicated place. Amrulay, his wife said to him, story gets even more interesting. Ishtabeli swear to me, di my sin alacha gavra de lo mitza and lo mitza arisle, that if I bring you out, now what she was going to do is bring the chachamim who had the few, or the one, as we're going to see in a moment, who had survived, of course had gone into hiding in the fear that they would also be murdered in the bloodbath of Yanai. So she says, if I bring out somebody who could qualify as a Talmud Chacham, promise me you're not going to do anything to hurt him. Ishtabe'ala, he swore to her. I say l'shim ben Shatach Achva. She brought out her own brother. Shimon ben Shatach. Osve ben Didei Ledida. He sat between the two. Amalei Chazisa kami yikara avidin alach? Yanai, in his perverse way, says, you see how much honor I've given to you? Look, you should be so thankful to me. Amalei lavat kamakrisli. You didn't give honor to me, Shimon Shetach says to the murderer's face. Ela raisihi demakrili. It's the Torah that gave the honor to me. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, if you hug the Torah, if you come close to it, then it will honor you. He said to his wife, Kachazis, to lo mekabel marus. You see that he doesn't accept my mar status. In other words, my seniority, my rulership. They gave him the coast to bench. Amr Hechi Avarch. He said to himself, how am I going to make a bracha? Baruch Sha'achal Yanei V'chaveir of Mishalo. because he had not partaken in the Seuda, he was in hiding out of fear of Yana HaMelech, he couldn't make the general bracha, Baruch She'achal Mishalo. So what he said was, Baruch She'achal Yana V'chaveiro Mishalo. Shasi Aluhu Kosa, he drank that kos, Yov Lachise Kosav Chrina Uvarach. They gave him, therefore, a cup to drink, to be Koveya Seuda, and then they gave him, after he drank that kos, they gave him another kos to bench. Amar Abba Abba, Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Shim Men Shatach Da'ovid L'Garmehu Da'ovid. What Shimon ben Shatach did was only according to himself. In other words, he wasn't following the general opinion of halacha. He himself caused himself to do it this way. Maybe there is a double entendre over here, that maybe Rabbi Abba was also being critical, that Shimon ben Shatach, by coming out of hiding to Yana HaMelech, caused himself to fall into this problem in the first place. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is that it's his unique shita that caused it. Because most shita say that the only way you could bench is if you ate the kezayis dagon. Now it should be noted that this is not only the opinion of Shimon ben Shatach, as well we have Rabbi Akiva on Daf Mem Dalid, who says that you even bench on vegetable soup. However, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that that is not the consensus of opinion, as we know, la halacha. Four lines from the bottom, may see Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Allah vehesiv imahem. If somebody wants, he can go up. In those days, they used to go up to sit on the sofa to recline together and eat together. Even if he just dipped in something little into vinegar, and all he ate was one size of a deif, he's considered as if he joined together in their achil and their bracha. So what do we see? We see from here that the halacha is that you could even eat less than that, and you don't even have to eat a kezayis of dagon. Says the Mara, no, it's terufe mitztarev. Avlahotzi es harav midei chavasan, in order to be motzi everybody, ad sheyochol kezayis dogon, you need to eat a full kezayis of bread. The Gemara corroborates this last point on the last line of Memches Amid Aleph, that you need kezayis of dogon in order to be able to be mitztarev, to be able to be motzi. Itmar nami Amar of Chana bar Yehuda Mishmed Rava Afilo Tavi Imaim Ela Betzir Velo Achal Imaim Ela Grogos Achas Mitzdarev. Even if he ate a small amount, he is able to be mitzdarev for the Zimun. Ulahotzi Esidecha Rabim Es Chavasa Eina Motzi Achiochel Gezayis Dagan. However, in terms of being motzi, then he needs to eat a gezayis of grain. The Gemara continues three lines from the top of Mem Chesam Beis Amar Rav Chana by Yehuda Mishmei Derava Hilchasa. The halach is Achal Ala Yarak Vishasa Koshel Yai Mitztarev. If he ate a little bit of vegetables or he drank wine, he could join into answering the Zimun. Lahotzi and Motzi Achi Achal Kezayis Dagan. However, when it comes to being Motzi, he needs to have eaten a Kezayis. Amar Rav Nachman Moshe Tiken Yisrael Birchas Hazan. Moshe Rabbeinu was misak in the bracha of Hazan HaSakol B'Shosh Yored Lehem Mon, at the time that Klal Yisrael received the man. Yoshua Tikein Lehem Birchas Haaretz, the bracha al Haaretz ve'al Hamazon was instituted by Yeshua. Kivan Shenichnasu La'aretz, when they came into Eretz Yisrael. David Shlomo Tiknu B'ni Yerushalayim, David Shlomo, who, as the Pasuk describes, founded Yerushalayim, they instituted the bracha of B'ni Yerushalayim. David Tikein Al Yisrael Amcha Vayushlaim Yirecha. David had the Girsa Al Yisrael Yisrael Amecha Am Yisrael your nation and Yushlaim Yisrael. Yushlomo Tiklem and Shlomo added Al Abayis Hagodah VaHakadosh, also added the component of the base Hamigdosh. Hatoiva Ametiv Biyavne Tiknua Keneged Harudeg Beta. The Bracha Hatoiva Ametiv was instituted corresponding to the Harugei Beitar, that ultimately in Bar Kochba's rebellion, even though the rebellion was squashed, the Harugei Beitar were nitein l'kfura. They were given a burial place. Da'amar Masna also yom shidnu Harugei Beitar l'kfura tiknu biyavne hatov v'ameitiv, hatov shelo esrichu v'ameitiv shenitnu l'kfura. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Ekev elaborates on the idea that the Bracha V'Tov HaMeitiv, that even in our tzaros, we see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chachamim saw that even though, unfortunately, we had the final ale in the coffin had been given by the uprising and Beitar being destroyed and the Jews being massacred, nevertheless, they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I will not forsake you even at the darkest of times. And that's the Bracha V'Tov HaMeitiv. Meshech Chochma points out that the Bracha V'Tov HaMeitiv is also made on wine, because wine, we have a prohibition of drinking with Gentiles, and it indicates that no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will retain our singularity, our uniqueness, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that despite all the tsar in Golus, that he still has made the mystery and the journey of Klal Yisrael to continue and defy all odds as the Shalshelas HaMesorah continues. The Gemara continues, 12 lines from the top, as the Shalshelas HaMesorah continues. Tanur Rabbanan, Seder Berchas HaMazon Kachi, the order Berchas HaMazon goes in the following way. Bracha Rishon Berchas HaZon, first bracha is HaZon Es HaKol, Shein's bracha, Berchas HaAretz, Ala Oretz, Ve'al HaMazon, Shlishis Bani Yushalayim, Revi'ez HaTov HaMeitiv, U'B'Shabbos, Maschil B'Nechama, U'B'Sayim B'Nechama. On Shabbos, one starts with Nechama and ends with Nechama. Rashi explains what that means is that we mention Shabbos sandwiched between Nechama. Which Nechama? Rachem, the paragraph right after Alar Tzva Mazon, and Bone Berachamov Yerushalayim, Binyan Yerushalayim, is also referred to as Nechama. That's what the Gemara means when it's referring to Shabbos being sandwiched between Nechama. And saying Kedusha Seyom Be'emtzah. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a Ratzalayim Rabbi Nechama, Omra Be'berchas Omra. If you want to say it in Nechama, in others in Rachim, you can. Be'berchas Ha'aretz, Omra. Be'rachas Shetik Nechai Yacham Be'yavna, Omra. You can put it wherever you want. Be'chacham Marim, no. Ain't Omra Le'Nechama Bo'vat. You're only supposed to say it specifically in the bracha of Rachim. Ask Gemara Chacham Mehainu Tanakama. That is exactly what the Tanakama had said. Iko Be'nayu Di'evet, says the Gemara. The Nafkamina is, what happens B'di'ev? If he said it in the other brachas, according to Chachamim, that would be a problem. However, according to the Tanakama, it was a Din L'Chatchila. According to Chachamim, it's Eino Ella, that you have to do it this way. Gemara continues halfway through Melchesam, based on Rabbanon. Minayin Le'Berchas HaMazon Min HaTorah. How do we know benching is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa? Shnei Emar Ve'Achalta V'Savato V'Rachta Zu Berchas HaZon. Es Hashem Elokecha, the pasuk continues, Zu Berchas HaZimun. That refers to the Berchas Zimun, which our parak had begun. Amem Mem Hey, saying, we say from Gadlu Lashem Iti. Hence, Hashem is Hashem Lokecha, that refers to Zimun. Ala Aretz Zubirchas Aretz, Hatova Zuboni Rishalayim. The pasuk says, Uvachata Visavatu Irachlas Hashem Lokecha, Ala Aretz Hatova. So, what does Ala Aretz Hatova correspond to? That's the goodness. Tova is the goodness. What's goodness of Eretz Yisrael? The ultimate goodness is Yerushalayim. V'chein Wa'imer, and the pasuk also refers to Yerushalayim that way, as Ha'or Ha'or Hatov Hazev Alvanan Hashanas Lecha. We continue to darshan, and that's the pasuk, the concluding part of the pasuk. V'chalta v'savata ala ores hatova asher nasanach zu atova meitiv. Asher nasanach refers to atova meitiv. Ein li ala la'acharov. So this is the makar for benching afterwards. L'fana minayin. How do we know that you make a bracha beforehand? Answers the Gemara. Or you saw that the Gemara also had entertained on Daf Lamed Hay as well. Kishu Savva Bevarach Kishu Rav Lo Koshken. If he satiated, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly, he should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he is not satiated. Rebbe disagrees with the sources. Rebbe Yomer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need to darshan the way was mentioned above. V'chalto v'savato v'rachto zu birchas hazan. Pasuk V'chalto, that does tell us birchas hazan. Aval, birchas hazimun, as we alluded to when we read the opinion of the Tanakhama, there's already another source. Birchas hazimun migad l'Hashem iti nafka. That you learn out from Gad l'Hashem iti, as our Gemara mentions on Mim Hei, Amid Aleph. The pasuk said that you need to thank V'chalto v'savato v'rachto Hashem l'kecha al ha'aretz. Rebbe continues to darshan. Halaretz ubirchas aretz. Hatoiv is born in Yerushalayim. V'chein u'amir or hatoiv azev avanon. Hatoiv ameitim b'yavna tiknu. Asks the Gemara the same kash we had asked earlier. Ein li ela achar of l'fana minayin. Where, what's the source for the bracha rishoma? Tam lomar shenosan lecha. Mi shenosan. At the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the food, Misha Nasanach, already from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, you're supposed to thank him. In other words, even before the Achila. The Sifsei Chachamim is bothered by a fantastic question, a very simple, straightforward question. Okay, it's before Achila, Misha Nasanach, but maybe it's not immediately before one eats, maybe it's when you buy the food. Take a look at the Sifsei Chacham that deals with that question. In one sentence, he says that a person doesn't know he'll get benefit when he buys it. It's only right before he eats it, but still a good question. Last narrow line. Rabbi Yitzchak Lami Einet Tzara, Harei Omer, the Pasuk says, Uvarech Eslach Mecha, Ve'es Meimecha, Ve'asois Hasiroisi Machala, Bikir Becha. Al Tikri, Chazal Darshan, don't read it as with the Tzeri, they add the Yud over here to emphasize the Tzeri, Uveirach, Ela Uvarach. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you, but rather you should bless. Ve'emasai, and when do you do it? Karui Lechem, Kodem Shiochlenu. When is it called bread that you should bless it? That's immediately before you eat. Rabbi Nassan Oimer Ha'enot Tzarech. Rabbi Nassan says, no, I've got another car. Again, these Tanoim are bringing down Mekoros for a bracha before you eat. Harei Omer Kevachem Ha'ir, Kein Timatzeno Asar, B'terem Yale Haba Mosa Le'chol. The Pasuk in Shmuel continues, Ki lo yechal ha'amad ba'oi ki hu yivarech hazavech, achrei chen yochlu hakruun va'ata alu ki oisech hayon timtzun oisoi. The Pasuk here in Shmuel is quoting what happened when Shaul was looking for the donkeys, and the people in the city told him, after he was looking for Shmuel, that he should go find Shmuel quickly, because soon he's going to go with the people to bring a karban, and ultimately they're going to make a bracha, and everybody will join together to eat. V'kol kach lama. Asks the Gemara, the Pasuk really, really has the Na'aros. These were young women who were elaborating on what happened. Lefi sha'anoshim debronios hein. Because women, pardon the expression, tongue in cheek, the women speak a lot. Ushmol amar kedei lestakol biyafio shel shol. And they stretched out the conversation to look at the beauty of Shaul. Dechsim mishichma ulamala gvo mikol am. He was above everybody, he was taller, and he was handsome. Rabbi Yochanan lefi she'ein malchus nogas bechaverta. We have a rule that no malchus can run into the other, and Shaul, on some level, took the malchus, the leadership of Klal Yisrael, from Shmuel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shmuel's to extend a little bit longer, hence he needed to have almost like buy time in order for it to be the right time for Shaul. The Gemara has gotten off on a tangent because the Makar that we were looking for was from a bracha, and the Pasuk over there had told us about the idea that Shmuel would come and motivate the people to make a bracha. Asks the Gemara, Neima, let us say, Ve'en li ela birchas ha'mazon, birchas ha'torah minayin. Okay, V'achat v'savat v'rachla tells us, birchas ha'mazon, how do we know birchas ha'torah? Amar Rabbi Shmuel, kav v'chomer. Rabbi Shmuel here is a little bit different than the Gemara in Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph that we already learned. Let's take a look first at Shmuel. Kal v'chomer. We have a kal v'chomer. Chai Yisho mevarech ha'chai olam ha'ba lo kol shkein. If you thank Kodesh Baruch Hu v'chai Yisho, certainly you should thank him for chai olam ha'ba. I say it's different than Chaf Aleph because the Gemara even introduces over there that Torah is chai olam ha'ba. Yet, nevertheless, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Kenu as a makar for Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Chia Bar Nachmeni, Talmidu Shor Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Eino Tzarech, says, no, we have another car for Birchas HaTorah. Hareyu Omer, Ala Aretz Tova Shenasanach, Ulalonu Emer, Ve'edna Lecha Tzuchas Ha'Even, Va'atoyer Va'amitzvah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, Al Aretz HaTov Asher Nasanach. And what's included in the Aretz HaTov Asher Nasanach? Ve'etna Lecha Asluchos HaEven. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for the food, but rather also we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah that came along with the Birchas Ha'aretz. Because by the Torah it also says, Ve'etna Lecha. So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nesinas that come about at that time. Rabbi Meir, I mean, Minayin Shekeshem Shemavarech Ala Toiva, Kach Mavarech Ala. Well, what's the source? That just like we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the good, we also have to thank him for the bad. Tamalom, Asher Nas Nacha Hashem Lekecha. Dayancha, he is your Dayan, and you accept his din, Bechol Din Shedoncha, and every judgment he gives, Asher Nas Nacha, whatever he gives, Bein Mi Datova, Bein Mi Ne Piranios. Five lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Maseh Raimer in Maserach Reim Amar Toiva, Ha Toiva Toiva, Zu Toira. This pasuk, when it says Toira, Toiva is referring to Toira as well. And the reason for that is that it says Ha Toiva. So why does it say Ha Toiva? Could have just said Toiva. The answer is that it's coming to tell us two different things. One is Eretz, the food, and the other is for the Toira. How do I know? V'cheinu oimer. How do we know that Teva refers to Eretz Torah? Ki lekach toiv nesati lechem. It says, lekach toiv nesati lechem. Ha toiva zu bin Yerushalayim. When the pasuk says ha'aretz ha toiva, so the hey idea is adding bin Yerushalayim. V'cheinu oimer ha'har ha toiva azel v'alon. The mountain referring to Har Yerushalayim. Bezras Hashem. This concludes daf memches, and now we go on to the halacha section. Bezras Hashem, today's first halachic topic from Daf Memches is the use of a katan in an instance where there aren't 10 gedolim, the use of a katan as one who joins for the minyan, combined with the discussion of the tradition that he should also be holding a Sefer Torah. Is this how we paskin, that a katan can be joined together? And what about the idea of him holding a Sefer Torah? Gemara told us on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was of the opinion that even a katan can join together for a minyan. On the other hand, the Gemara on the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph says, "V'les hilchasa kechol hani shmeitza." We do not follow, the halacha does not follow any of the above learning. How we pask in regards to a katan joining for a minyan really revolves around a machlokes in pshat in how we read the Gemara on the top of Memches Amud Aleph and the Gemara on the bottom of Memzayin Amud Beis. The Me'iri in Dibra Maskel Zeu Klalim Memzayin Amud Beis says that the Gemara is rejecting all of the memros on Memzayin Amud Beis, and therefore, when the Gemara says "Veles Hilchas Kahani Shmeitzi," and the Gemara concludes that Rav Nachman says that Katan Hayodel Mimavarchin could be included in Zimun, that rejects the statement of Rav Shua Malev that even could be included into a minyan. However, Tosas Nibra Maskul Les Hilchasa seems to understand differently. Tosas disagrees on a few levels. The most powerful argument is that Tosas points out that it doesn't seem that the Veles Hilchasa is going all the way back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Mem Zayin and Beis, we had said 10 lines and maybe even higher up, that was interrupted with other statements that weren't relevant in terms of the previous halachos. For example, the Gemara had said about 8 lines from the bottom, Lolim Yashkim Adam LeBeis HaKnesses, argues Tosas that when we say Veles Hilchasa, it's not going back to the idea of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that a katan could be included in minyan. Hence, Taisus concludes that mi'ikur d'dina, a katan can be included for a minyan. Although Taisus brings dissenting opinions, this was the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, as can be found in the last narrow line in the Taisus. Rabbeinu Tam also says that the notion that one gives a child a chumish to hold is a minug shtus. Just like Tosas argues that the Gemara had said, it's not 9 plus the aron. The aron takes the place of a person. So too, when it comes to a chumash is not going to turn the katan into a person. Then Tosis gives another argument. He also points out that another source, which is not the same instance, that discusses when doing Ibur Shana, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says you bring someone to hold a Sefer Torah. There, Tosis points out, it has to be a Sefer Torah Mamish. Hence, a printed Chumash, Tosis suggests, would be problematic. Finally, Tosis quotes, the Riyu says that even though Rabbeinu Tam felt that this is pshat in the Gemara, that ultimately a katan can be included. However, ultimately, le'alacha, even Rabbeinu Tam never acted the reclaimed on this heter. With this background in mind in the pshat, and in the words of Tosas, we could go to the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Nun Hei, Siv Dalet, the Mechaber quotes both opinions. Yesh Matirin, Lomar, Dover Shebekdusha, Betisha, Vetziruf Katan. There are some who say that you could, for Dover Shebekdusha, you could have 9 plus a Katan. Shu Yoser Mi Ben Sheish, that is older than the age of 6, V'yodeh Lemi Mispalid, and he knows to whom he's davening, V'lo Nirin Devrayim L'gdolei Aposkim. However, the Mechaber says that it doesn't seem to be correct, according to the G'dolei Aposkim, and this is a collector's item, V'mber Agola has one of his longest lists of opinions who are the G'dolei Aposkim who reject this position of Rabbeinu Tam, v'adin de'evad v'ishei mitzarfin, and then the Ramah says, v'afilu al yidei chumash shebiyado ein letzarfin, letzarfo, you shouldn't even join a katan with, if he has a chumash in his hand, miyu yesh nogin lahakal b'shas adchak, nevertheless, there are some who are lenient b'shas adchak. So essentially, the approach of the Meiri in reading the Gemara is the approach of many, many poskim, and ultimately, the Mechaber does not come out on the side of Rabbeinu Tam, who reads the Gemara as saying that we will follow. Rabbi Shua Malevi says a katan can be mitzarev. However, the Ramah accepts Rabbi Shua Ben Levi partially, b'shas hadchak, partially in the sense that he needs to be holding a chumash, as well as the fact that he should be 6 years old and not a katan hamuto barisa. It's interesting to note that the Magen Avram reads the Ramah slightly differently than the way we had mentioned it, and this is the way it's understood in the Mishnah Berurah, and it is an important leniency, that the Magen Avram says that the heter that the Ramah said, b'shas hadchak, to use a child, would apply even if there is no Sefer Torah, if he doesn't have a chumash in his hand. The Magen Avraham does conclude, this found the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Dalet in that simen, the Magen Avraham does conclude that lechatchila he should be holding it. Hence, there are communities that will rely on this, yet at the same time will not insist that the Katan hold a chumash. However, lechatchila the Katan can, and of course, lechatchila we do not rely on this at all. Sefer Pnini Halacha quotes the Sefer Shemen Hamo'ar that argues the following distinction, and it could very well be that in Europe they followed this distinction. And that is, it really depends on what type of area you are, of whether it constitutes a Shas Hadchak or not. Shemen Hamo'ar points out that there were hamlets and villages in Europe where it was difficult, always difficult, to get a minyan. It was always a Shas Hadchak situation. In such a case, then a katan can be relied upon. There are some shuls in Chutz Laaretz where it's difficult day in and day out to get a minyan. So there, always, it's a Shas Hadchak. However, if we're talking about a minyan factory, argues Hashem and Amar, where there's constantly minyanim, we're talking about a neighborhood, and we could describe neighborhoods throughout the world, Ramat Beit Shemesh, Lakewood, New Jersey, Cleveland, Ohio, where there is a minyan factory, and etc., etc., and of course, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, in such a case, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should increase Klal Yisrael. It's not in a state of Shas Hadchak in finding a minion. You want to find a minion in your convenient moment, right before you ended work or ended yeshiva, and catch a bus and be able to get a bite to eat at the same time, all within the small window. So to call that a Shas Hadchak, the Shemin Amor says that that's not so. So according to the Shemin Amor, a Shas Hadchak would really be dependent on the situation of how easy in general it is to get a minion. If it's difficult to get a minion, then we could rely on the Ramah. We Ashkenazim can. For Sfardim, it seems like that they cannot. However, if we're talking in the cities, one should preferably abstain from using this kula. At the end of the day, we saw the litany of Rishonim that don't paskin like this, and even the Meiri pointed out that it could very well be that this is not the right way of reading the Gemara at all, because the Gemara said, "Veles hilchasa kehani shmeitzi," and therefore Tesis is introducing a kula. Our second set of halachas for Daf Memches are the halachos of joining into a zimun. Two categories. First of all, we had on Daf Memhe Amabez the rule of someone who joins a zimun but hasn't eaten at all. There the Gemara says that if you come in when the fellow said Nevarach Shechanu Mishalov, so there the Gemara says you respond Baruch Umevarach. If you come in when the people have already responded back to the Mezamein, the others, Baruch Shechanu Mishalov, then you answer Amen. Let's see how this is brought down. La Halacha, Simin Kuf Tzadi Ches, Sif Aleph, Shloisha She'achlu Vehem Mevarachim, Nichnes Echad Shelo Achal. He came in and he didn't eat. The rest of our Dvar Halacha will be what happens if he eats a little with them. But first, let's talk about where he didn't eat at all. Im Nichnes Kishomer Mevarach Nivarach Shechanu Mishalov, Ona Acharov, and many people don't know this, Baruch Hu Mevorach, as the Gemara says on the bottom of Memhei Yom Abayis, Baruch Hu Mevorach Shmo Tamid La'olam Voed. Again, in a yeshiva she'avara, if you will, Baruch Hu Mevorach Shmo Tamid La'olam Voed. V'im Nichnas Kishachei Remainim, if he's already come in where they've said, Baruch Shechan Mishla, Aina Achram, Amen. In such a case, he says, Amen. So this is number one, if he comes in when he hasn't eaten at all. Finally, the Mechaber concludes Simin Kuf Tzadi Ches, V'im Heim Hasara, and if there are 10, so then he says the same thing, Baruch Hu Mevorach, but he adds Elokeinu. Baruch Elokeinu U'mevorach Shmoy Tamid Lo'olam Voed. Our Gemara on Daf Memches discusses whether someone who has eaten a little can join in for a Zimun and get them to the appropriate number. For example, the Gemara told us 10 lines from the top of Memches Amud Aleph. Amar Yehuda Brei Dishmol Bar Shilas Mishmei Durav Tisha Achlu Dagan VeEchad Achal Yorak Mitzdarfin. If one person ate vegetables, so then in such a case he could join in and create the 10. So Be'ezer Hashem, let's discuss some halachos that come up when someone who's eaten a little joins in to help them add numbers. If he is not eaten, he cannot help them create the zimun. If he's eaten vegetables, so then in such a case, he can. What's the reason that he could join in? Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Simin Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Zayin. At the end of the day, he's not chayef to bench. So how does he add to a zimun? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afdal Yerek Ein Mevarchin Birchas Hamazon Mikol Makom Yochol Itztarif Elanos Baruch Shechanu Mishalo. Since he could say he ate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, for all purposes, he's considered part of the zimun. Is it for all purposes mamish mamish? So here we have an interesting prima gadim that the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah extended for an interesting conclusion, even though they don't tell you that they're really extending the prima gadim. The prima gadim points out that the one who ate the vegetables cannot himself do the zimun, because even though he could say Baruch Shechanu Mishalo, at the end of the day he is not a bar chiyuv in doing the zimun. Since he's not a bar chiyuv in doing the zimun, you do not have the rule of kol shemechuyev bedavar motzi acherim yidei chavasa. Whoever's chayiv in something can also be motzi somebody else. If he's not chayiv in the mitzvah, so then, for example, in shofar, so then in such a case, he can't be motzi someone else. Says the Prima Gadim, that's why the person who eats the vegetables cannot lead the zimut. The Dershu Mishnah Berurah extends this idea of the Prima Gadim, even though they don't tell you that the Prima Gadim didn't say this mefurish, although they make a good point, that it seems from the Prima Gadim that there isn't a chiyuv of zimun on the fellow who eats the vegetables. If he's in a rush, he has the right to leave and leave the two stranded. It's not mefurish in the Prima Gadim. Actually, you could understand it differently, but it is an interesting ha'ara on two levels. Number one, the Prima Gadim. Number two, that they deduce that for that reason, the fellow who eats the vegetables is not mechuyev in the zimun. They point out another interesting point, that the Kseis HaShulchan says, for that reason, if you have five people who washed, and a sixth who ate vegetables, we've learned already that the halacha is that normally if you have six people, they could divide into two zimuns. Nevertheless, they should not divide in such a case because one of them is not mechuyev bedavar. If they're not mechuyev bedavar, so then they've actually lowered down one of the zimuns because they've split apart. There is another interesting halacha that emerges from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Sif Katan Tes, that says that when it comes to eating vegetables and joining in, the halacha is slightly different than someone who ate bread and is joining with a zimun. And that is, writes the Mishnah Berurah, Vim Kvar Birech Brocha Achrona, if I ate vegetables and two of my friends ate hamotzi, and I had already said a bar in a fashos, shuv ein yichon lezamin alav de kfar nistalek mehem. I can no longer answer for the zimun and make their zimun. In Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph, we see that the halacha when it comes to bread is not that way. And that is that the Mechaber says it there, that even if someone forgot, avolim shochach echamem uvirech, hashnayim yichon lezamin im hashlishi, that if the fellow forgets and he benches beforehand, he's still able to answer. Some people don't know this halacha. He's still able to answer for them, because at the end of the day, he did eat, and he did eat with them. Points out, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph, that this halacha is not the same when it comes to eating vegetables, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, for the following reason. That even though we learned that if you make a bracha achrona in the vegetables when you ate with your friends, you don't join for the zimun, because you already removed yourself from them. By making the bracha achrona, you've removed any kesher, any relationship between them, any halachic kesher vis-a-vis the achila. Mikol makom kan. However, when it comes to someone who ate bread and already benched, shachol pas v'nikvei imoim lo nistalik mehem bibirchaso la'atzmo le'inyin shelo yuchlu acherim lezamin imo. He hasn't pulled himself away, and therefore he could still be connected. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is pointing out that once you eat bread with somebody else, you've created a strong relationship that even your benching no longer breaks. She'achalnu mishalo. In contrast to someone who eats a bar nefashos material, or for that matter, a mezonos material, presumably, in such a case, by making a bracha achrona, he has broken the kfius with them. Finally, how much and what does one have to eat to join in for a zimun? Says the Mechaber Kuf Tzadi Zayin Beis, Vafilu lo tibel imoim ela bitzir, even if he dipped in a vegetable, a small amount of vegetable in vinegar, as long as, going back a line in the Mechaber, Ve'echor ochal kezayis yarok, as long as he ate a kezayis of a vegetable, mitstarfin lahaskir Hashem, he joins together, not only a kezayis. So first of all, you need to eat a kezayis. It has to be an achila of a shiur to join in. And not only that, ela kos echad sheish bo revius mikol mashke chutz min amayim mitzdarif imam. all drinks except for water, says the Mechaber, joins a person together with one condition, v'hushia mevarech echad me'ochle pas. That, of course, the mezamein has to be one of the ochle pas. So for food, one would have had to eaten a kezayis of vegetables, or, and when it comes to drink, to have drunk a revius sitting with them. What is the hagdara of chutz min hamayim? Water is not included. Explains the Mishnah Brura, sif katan yubeis the mayim lo zayni, that water doesn't fill a person up, ve'ena choshev leitztarev, and is not choshev enough to join together. The Mishnah Brura quotes Magen Avram, who says that if a person is thirsty, it does join him together. However, the consensus of most poskim is that it does not. What about a couple of modern examples today of drinks? Do they qualify as water, or do some of the beverages that we have today be already in the category of chutz min hamayim? Darach HaShulchan and Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Hey writes the following: Fiza Efsher the hamayim hamisukanim kemo seltzer lemonade. Seltzer and lemonade, he says, would be mitzdarif. However, in the Kovetz Tshuvas of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, in Simin Chav Beis, the Shoel, Rabbi Eliezer Tork, fleshes out that the definition that the Mishnah Brura had given of midi design or something that satiates is expressed in the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara in Erevin describes that one could use for an Erev something that sustains, and the Gemara says that seer vinegar as well as mei melach, because it's chazi the tabel bel pito, it could be used with bread, is considered an ochel, and the hagdara, he argues, to Rav Yashiv, should follow that set of criteria. Rav Yashiv in his tshuva essentially agrees and says that since the other drinks like tea and soda and so on would not be able to be used for an Eruv, therefore it doesn't have a kvius that one could use for a Zimun. And it is quoted in name of the tshuvas of Rabbi Tzion Abishol in the Shalos Tshuvas Arlet Tzion, that the same would apply to coffee. The only drinks that the Mechaber was talking about that one can join in are drinks that the halacha does not view primarily as water, and that is juices.